This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Childish Gambino and California, you are listening to Sin 90.7, joined by Jim, Cobb and Elsie and a special guest in the studio. Isn't that right, Elsie?
It is indeed. So this morning we have Tori Dunbar in, who is a singer-songwriter from Melbourne, Australia, of course, fusing folk, pop and roots in her honest and soulful storytelling. Tori Dunbar engages and enchants her audience. Armed with a colour palette of sound and words, this young woman continues to grow on her journey as a songwriter and a brilliant performer. And she is indeed going to do a performance for us here this morning, which I'm very excited about. Welcome, Tori.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So tell us about yourself a little bit. You started off performing at a young age, or you said you were gigging around a little bit late teen years?
Yeah, I probably started gigging when I was about 18, 19, when I could sort of get into venues. My first probably official gig I ever did was when I was about 14, and I played at a guide's dog fundraiser.
That's amazing.
That was my first
were the dog
good
present
calls
in the room?
It was outside, so there was heaps of dogs everywhere.
Oh, dogs
yeah,
everywhere.
It was great.
Did they enjoy the music and, like, bark?
Yeah, were they barking along?
I feel like if they were barking, applause, they wouldn't like it. So they weren't barking.
So
were,
they
like,
were silent.
They were chill. They oh, were
good.
Just,
that's
like,
good. So, like,
observing.
You relax them with that's your tunes.
Yeah, yeah, which I thought was a good thing. Yeah.
They the appreciation from the dogs.
So you've gone from performing for dogs to performing in front of humans.
Yes.
You've recently done a few gigs. Tell us what's coming up for you.
So the next gig coming up is at the Corner Hotel. I'll be playing their Unplugged Sundays on the 2nd of July. So that's like a 4:30 gig, just me and my guitar serenading everyone. And then I'll be playing with Real Songwriters of Melbourne on the 22nd of July at their fifth show, which will be my single launch as well.
Marvellous. Now, so you said Unplugged, so your genre is sort of folk sort of style, and you're usually with the acoustic guitar?
Yep, I am. For the launch on the 25th of July, I'll be with a full band.
That's so exciting. Have you done that before?
Yes, I have. Yep. Not with this project, but I'm excited to play with other humans. That'll be fun.
With other human beings.
Other humans.
So tell us a little bit about like how you got into music, though. Like, was it music always around the house, or did you just pick up a guitar one day and go, oh, I want to do this?
It's funny, I was asked this question yesterday. I started piano when I was about 6 years old.
Yeah.
I can't remember why I chose that instrument. Maybe one of my friends was doing it, I'm not really sure. But my dad's a guitarist, or played guitar all through his sort of 20s and stuff.
Nice.
And he sort of said to me, my brother, pick an instrument, you're going to learn something. And we both picked guitar and shared the same guitar for like 10 years or something.
Yeah.
Until I was able to go by my own. So that was fun.
And then you said, no, I'm my own now. Now, I was listening to a few of your songs yesterday, and A Girl Thing was probably my favourite. Such a beautiful song.
Cool, thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit about the meaning behind that? Because obviously it's quite a powerful song, as well as being like really, really gorgeous. Like,
thank you. that song sort of came out. I was jamming on Dream a Little Dream of Me by Mama Cass, and then I sort of started kind of going off on my own tangent with it. It wasn't necessarily intentionally meant to be a song about my partner, but it sort of happened that way. I never really set out to write anything political or talking about sexuality or anything like that. It just sort of happened.
Yeah.
It's an interesting song to play live.
Yeah.
The lesbians know when it's coming. Let's put it that way. And there's sort of a few comments about U-hauling and merging, you know, the urge to merge, which is generally what happens. And, it's just one of those poignant songs that sort of, you know, people go, what?
So you write a lot of your own songs then, all of your own songs.
I've written all my own songs,
How do you go about that songwriting process? Because that always fascinates me as well, because I think it's like, it's obviously poetry in a way, but you're tying it in with music, and it's just, I don't know.
For me, the chords and the rhythm and all that sort of stuff comes as well as the lyrics at the same time.
Yeah.
So if I've got, you know, a bunch of chords going on and then it sort of instigates a melody and instigates lyrics and a feeling and a vibe. And then if it works, it'll sort of evolve on its own. And if it doesn't, then it generally stays as a half song in my songbook.
Just push that under the bed somewhere.
Yeah. Something that I'm interested with people who write songs, is not so much the what goes on in your head to write the song and all that sort of thing, but where people write songs.
Yeah.
Like, I quite often just picture someone sitting beneath a tree with a guitar in the nature of the elements writing a song. Do you find, like, you go somewhere to write a song, or do you just do a kick back on the couch?
I write better songs when I'm sitting on a bed. It's a true thing. Like, I've written songs in different rooms.
If you're comfortable.
Yeah.
And it's always on the bed on a certain side, and it works, you know, it works.
So your best materials, the right or left side?
The left side.
Is that where you sleep as well?
No.
No, so it has to be the opposite side.
It's, yeah. It
well, you know what, I sleep on the right hand side, so I'm going to get a guitar and sit on the left hand side and see what I can do. That would be pretty cool being a singer-songwriter.
You can bring us in something next week. We are actually going to have a live performance from you now, Tori. What have you got in store for us for today?
So this is my new single. It's called My Head. The video's out already on YouTube, so you can head over to YouTube, Tori Dunbar, My Head, and I'm there playing with some Rubik's Cubes. And the single will officially be out on iTunes and Spotify on the 7th of July.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, take it away when you're ready.
Can't believe you leave me to steer due to your inadequate crippling fear. I've seen the flip side of this equation. We're just infinite vibrations. I bookmark deep-seated events and your apologies stale. Didn't mean to offend, but there you go, you're running again. I hope one day you had meant. And I can see it in your eyes, I can see it in your face, I can feel the hypocrisy in your embrace. What a waste to show restraint, I show control, and I got words flying out. Hope they hit home and nothing else to say. Don't say it at all, but I ain't stopping till you know. That you're on the defense, stem from your need to be heard, and in the end these words are just words. It's time to slow it down, had me dizzy, this running around, and I can't breathe, I've lost my cool, and I ain't trying to make you the fool. Oh, but if the shoe for lies, open up and let it burn.
was so good. Well done. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
That was a privilege to hear that here in the Sin Studios. Tori Dunbar there with her live performance.
Yeah, and Tori's single My Head, which you just heard then, will be out on the 7th of the 7th, 17. That's a very ominous date. And you can, of course, look her up on iTunes, Spotify, and SoundCloud. Thank you again, Tori, for joining us in the studio. Now, I noticed there that you've got quite a few tattoos on your hand.
I was going to point out something similar.
Yeah, I saw in your music video as well that you've got some on your arms.
Yes.
When did this start? Sound like your mum now. When did this start?
Yes. Interesting is that my brother's a tattooist.
Wow.
Yeah. Free tattoos. So,
yeah.
Yes, good results.
Have you ever paid for a tattoo then?
Yeah, I've paid for one.
Okay.
I insist on paying, but he won't let me pay.
Okay.
But I was the first person he ever tattooed.
That's exciting.
Whoa,
Frisky. Yeah. What was kind of like, well, if I'm the first, then it's free tattoos for life, right?
Yeah, yeah. Was it on your foot or anywhere, like, not...
No, it was on my arm.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was one of the puzzle pieces.
Woohoo.
And, yeah, we did it in my grandma's kitchen.
Was your grandma
Seems
home
like
at the time?
Yeah,
perfect
was.
Place.
Yep. She was very sweet about it. She put out a little Jesus statue while he was doing it.
So good.
Brought out some food for us, which was very sweet. The whole time she was like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Like, we couldn't hear her over the machine anyway. So
yeah.
It was okay.
Shh, Grandma.
Do you have any regretful ones?
Do I have any regretful ones? Yes.
But maybe
one that will be removed with a laser eventually.
Oh, okay. Okay then.
Yeah. But everything else I love. And if I, you know, there's one that I've covered up. I had a Beetlejuice, you know the movie Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies. I had that tattooed. But I covered that up.
Fair enough.
It just wasn't a very good tattoo?
I just got over it.
That wasn't the first one, was it?
No.
You always need to keep your
Sorry.
Oh, marvellous. Well, you can catch Tori Dunbar at the Real Songwriters live concert. That's at Wick Studios, Saturday, July 22nd. You can see her beautiful voice, watch her guitar, and might even check out her tattoos. Thanks again, Tori, for coming in.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
And she'll also be at the Corner Hotel at Corner Unplugged on the July 2nd, which is one of my favourite venues. So make sure you get down there as well.
Marvellous. In the meantime, this is Dee Dee Dumbo with Brother. You're listening to Sin 90.7.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.